ETH eyes a record it has never set, 3 red quarters. Running Ether has never strung together 3 losing quarters in a row. That streak, or the lack of one, is now in play. Cointelegraph noted on May 31st that ETH has never closed 3 consecutive red quarters in its history, and Q2 2026 is shaping up as the test case. As of May 31st, 2026, Ether trades at $2,024, up 0.5% on the day, but down 4.62% over the past 7 days, sitting just above the $2,000 mark that traders have watched all month. The framing matters because quarterly closes carry weight that daily candles do not. A quarter that finishes red tells you the trend held for 3 months, not 3 days. 2 of those in sequence is uncomfortable. A third would be uncharted territory for an asset that launched in 2015 and has traded through multiple full market cycles without ever printing that pattern. The streak that has held since 2015 Ethereum has had brutal stretches before. The 2018 drawdown erased most of the prior year's gains. The 2022 bear market cut Ether down alongside the rest of the majors. Yet through all of it, the quarterly chart has never closed red 3 times running. Every 2-quarter losing run has been broken by a green 3rd quarter, whether through a relief bounce, a catalyst, or a broader risk-on turn. That history is exactly why the current setup draws attention. The question is not whether ETH is down, it clearly is on the week, but whether the quarterly clock runs out before buyers step in. Q2 2026 closes June 30th. There is roughly a month left for Ether to reclaim ground, and at 2024, the line between a red close and a green one is narrow, a weak tape and a fearful market. The broader backdrop is not helping. The Fear and Greed Index reads 36 as of May 31st, firmly in fear territory. Bitcoin sits at $73,878, up 0.6% on the day, but down 3.82% over the week. Solana is at $8,274, off 4.1% across 7 days. The one outlier is BNB, up 9.5% in 24 hours and 11.35% on the week, a divergence that has not pulled the rest of the majors along with it. For Ether specifically, the recent tape has been heavy. Spot volumes across the market have thinned, futures positioning has been stretched, and the $2,000 level has acted more like a ceiling than a floor in recent sessions. None of that guarantees a red quarter. It does mean the burden of proof is on the bulls, and the calendar is the constraint. A point worth keeping in view: a single data point about quarterly closes is a pattern, not a prediction. ETH having never done something before does not make it impossible, and streaks exist to be broken. This is descriptive market structure, not financial advice. The value of the observation is in what it frames. A clear dated line in the sand at the June 30th close, rather than in any forecast it implies. The spending side read for ETH holders. For anyone who funds day-to-day spending from an Ether balance, quarterly drawdowns are not abstract. Holders who top up a crypto spending card directly from ETH watch their available balance shrink in fiat terms as the price slides, even if their coin count is unchanged. A 3-month red stretch compounds that effect. This is where the staking and yield angle becomes practical. Holders who stake Ether and spend from the yield rather than the principal insulate their core position from the quarterly chart. The staking reward keeps accruing in ETH terms regardless of price, so a user spending only the yield is not forced to sell into weakness. It does not reverse a drawdown, but it changes which part of the stack absorbs it. The counterweight is liquidity. Staked Ether and card balances are not the same pool, and users who lean on staking for spend need to plan exit and unstaking timing rather than assuming instant access. In a fearful tape, that planning matters more, not less.